The failure in Washington last week of Republican health care legislation was welcome news to Governor Charlie Baker, who said the bill would have cost the state about $1 billion a year. As we do most Mondays, we turn to Matt Murphy of the Statehouse News Service. Matt tells me that even with the failure of federal health care changes, Baker's health care headache remains.
Even without changes, there is the issue of surging enrollment in MassHealth that the governor is working to address, which is why you saw in his budget proposal, he proposed bringing back what they're referring to as the fair share assessment, but essentially a $2,000 per employee assessment on businesses if they're not providing substantial coverage to the majority of their workers. This met a strong opposition from the business community, and we learned last week that he was workshopping alternatives that would be a much smaller increase on businesses, but still asking businesses to chip in and help pay for what is becoming a significant budget issue.
So last week, on the topic of marijuana, Senate President Stan Rosenberg questioned whether the Treasurer's Office, headed by Deb Goldberg, should retain full control over that regulatory body that'll enforce legalized marijuana sales. Additionally, Rosenberg says he wants no further delays in enacting laws regulating pot. And separately, Goldberg has said that if the governance leaves her office, deadlines won't be met. What is it that the Senate president is looking for?
Yeah, this is really interesting. I mean, the Senate president did suggest that, and the House Speaker has said similar things, that they won't commit to keeping this law intact that puts the control of the what is called the Cannabis Control Commission, but essentially the regulatory body for the new marijuana industry under the Treasurer's Office, similar to alcohol regulation, which monitors alcohol licenses and bars and whatnot. This comes down to, I think, a bit of a power issue. They are looking at whether or not there is a better model. Something like the Gaming Commission has come up a lot, an independent body where maybe not just the Treasurer gets to appoint the members, but the legislature has a role in picking the regulators who will oversee this and sit on this commission. So I think they're looking to kind of put their thumbprint on the regulation. No one will come right out and say that they don't want to leave this under the Treasurer's office, but the idea seems to be gaining some momentum that they're going to be looking at a different structure.
And that likely will slow down the process.
I mean, it could. You did hear Treasurer Goldberg tell the new Marijuana Policy Committee that she has put a lot of work into it. And even though they haven't appointed the new Cannabis Control Commission because they did pass the six-month delay, she's done a lot of research. They've put out bids for, systems that will help them track marijuana licenses and sales. And they've put a lot of work and thought into how this will work. And if you take that out of her office and give it to a new body that would be starting again from scratch, although they could learn from what the Treasurer has done, she's worried and warning them that those six-month delays that they said was the absolute max could get pushed out even further.
Speaking of time, we aren't the only ones looking at keeping Eastern Daylight Time year-round. Apparently, there are bills filed in other New England states. What is that committee found so far that's working on this?
When you look at the work that the commission, the committee is doing here, and it's being led by Senator Eileen Donahue from Lowell, even she's been a little reluctant to say that this is likely going to happen in Massachusetts. And part of that is the problems that would be created, even if you agree with kind of switching the time zones to get more daylight at the end of the day year-round. Doing it alone creates a lot of problems, both economically, taking us out of the time zone for markets and financial stuff with being different from New York and Washington. If the committee ultimately decides this might be a good idea, there may be future groups tasked with working with other states to consider how maybe to move forward, because it probably needs to be done regionally. At least that's what we're hearing from members of the committee.
That was Statehouse News Service reporter Matt Murphy. You're listening to New England Public Radio.